Okay, everybody. Now we're moving on to the 8-year cycle topic, and I just wanted to start out talking about the some of the observations I got from researching Armstrong's early work. I found the 8-year cycle in the advanced decline line. Just as a part of the studies that I was doing in the 1990s, I was actually looking at the 4-year cycle, and I found this thing was 8 years. I do have advanced decline data that goes back into 29, and I have no knowledge of whether it persisted beyond that, because you know these things are subject to change, and maybe it's just something that came up recent. But these cycles tend to hang around for a while until they. Until something changes them. In contrast, Armstrong, one of his papers, which eventually you'll be able to pick up if you're interested in it, is that he came up with the idea of an 8.6-year cycle by looking back over a period which is a little bit over 200 years and finding from historical records. Crises defined as financial crises, and he totaled them all up and divided them into the time period and came up with the 8.6 years. Now, it doesn't sound like that's a very I mean, that's how you do cycle theory at the outset is you look at a bunch of turning points and you look over the divide them into the period, and that's what the average cycle is. And mathematically, that's correct. It doesn't mean that there is a cycle there. Could be all coincidence, and so. But you could interpret it as a mean time before you get into trouble, and that's probably the way you look at it. Now, the first encounter that I had that was which I thought was very, very instructive has to do with this period in '95, where there's actually a 10-year a gap between the low at the end of 90 and the advanced decline low in the end of 01 or early oh I mean at the end of 2000 or early 01. Martin Armstrong gained his great reputation as a forecaster by forecasting that there would be a crisis in the late 1990s, which does not exist in this chart. And for that reason, I assume that he's working off something that he's not using U.S. history. So he's not talking about something in a U.S. indicator that comes up every 8 years. He's talking about general problems. The problem at that time was that his claim there would be a world crisis. It was either 97 or 98. And as it turns out, he was proven to be correct because the Asian markets all crashed. That particular panic was comparable for the Asians to what 08 was for us. It was a complete breakdown of the whole business us. For us, fortunately, or for some other reason, the global economies were not linked. So it never carried over into the US. But from that example, he became quite famous and somewhat controversial because there was a lot of what you'd call controversy over the person that said there was a crash and then there was a crash or a panic and there was a panic because there was a tendency to want to shoot the messenger. And so I think they probably got a little bit that politically there was a problem there. There were allegations somebody got killed, and I guess that might have been some of the beginnings of the problems that he had. If you check on Wikipedia, they'll give you the history of he's presently serving time, but he writes things and so forth. And if you want to write to him, I suppose you can probably write to him too, since it doesn't seem to be it's one of those things where you're free to do your intellectual work while you're serving your time. In any case, I thought that was pretty impressive because there is absolutely no evidence on my chart that there was a problem in that time period. There's a problem in March of 98, but I believe the Asian crisis preceded that for a while. So there's obviously something going on with he's more globally oriented, and And what he's saying is that, you know, what I think he's saying essentially is that human nature is such that when you speculate, you just get into trouble periodically. It happens to be that there's this thing about every 8.6 years. And he's not saying that it necessarily is confined to the United States. It could be show up some other place, wherever the weak point is in the global, in the nature. You know, somebody's always speculating someplace, and some places has a panic. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I also thought it was interesting that the eight-year cycle seemed to reproduce itself in the advanced decline loan at the end of 2000 and then the beginning of 2009, because that is an eight-year cycle. And I thought it was also interesting that in this history, the averages of the completed cycle is 8.5 years versus his 8.6 years. But there's a lot to wonder about that. It can be checked out, though. Well, first of all, the eight-year cycle is at odds with the 40-year cycle. If you see my tutorials, you'll see that we have the 40-year cycle. It says there's problems to come. If you look at the 8.6, the eight-year cycle, you seem to have made a bottom in 09 that could be stable, and so you have to reconcile the two of them. Well, one of the ways you can research that is that if you have 8 years and there's 12 months in a year, you're going to look for something that's a little bit over 96 months, and that is perfectly discernible in my chart of the 200-year history in the stock market. That's just the U.S. market, so it doesn't conform to his historical study. And if you wanted to study history, I'm sure that financial history would be interesting to know about, but most of us wouldn't have time for that. So I just think that if you start looking in the year about 100 months, going back in my 200-year chart, which is a monthly close for the Dow Jones or Reds equivalent, you should be able to find whether there is an 8.6-year cycle in there. And you might find out that there's it's turning point stuff. So there's a case of the ambiguity of whether the turning point date is a top or a bottom. If you look at some of his writings, you'll see that he was when he was writing in the late 1990s, he was talking about a turning point in the early 2003 time period. But he thought it was a top, and that's probably because he was looking for the bottom. He was looking for the crisis in the late 90s, and if you believe that your cycle is 8 years long, if the crisis was supposed to be in 97 and you did see a panic in Asia, you would think that the next period of a 8.6 year cycle, you should be around at the top around the 2003 time period. And so if you look at the writing, he's got it because he was right about the early panic, he tends to think that that's a top. But of course, when you get there, you figure out that it was different, so it's not that much of a problem on that. In my interpretation on T theory is that the T just ran long, but one of the reasons I stopped plotting this stuff was very simply that I found out that the 1987 crash had produced an oscillator low with a 12-year cash buildup, which projected a top in the middle of 2000. So I just would make the claim that it just got pushed out, so you elongated the top by 2 years. A cycle person would say, a turning point type of a person would say, "Oh, well, if you take 8 years from the end of 1990 and you come up with a low at the end of 1998, and you don't find there's a low, it's an inverted cycle." But I would just say it just got pushed out, and so the top just came in a couple years late, and the bottom came in a couple years later than normal, and now it seems to have reverted back to 8 years. So it's one of those things where you have a dual interpretation on it, and so there's a little bit of a confusion there. But anyway, it certainly is an interesting idea, the fact that the New York Composite Index just made a false breakout below the late 02 multiple bottoms there, suggests that that bottom is fairly secure, and then the fact that it's an 8-year cycle low reinforces that. So we have our work cut out for ourselves to try and figure out what the 8-year cycle means. It could mean that you just that when T13 dies, you have a 2-year bear market, then you get another T, and then you end up with this trappy stuff that's neither fish nor fowl. And so that brings up the question of how we do the refinement, which is in the next step. Thank you.